It is so rare that I get to unbox a product that checks all of my boxes across the board, and that's why I'm so excited to be unboxing the Keychron M5. Their entry into the vertical mouse space, and having just looked at my first gaming vertical mouse, can't believe how good of a package this sounds like it's gonna be, especially because they don't advertise it as a gaming mouse, despite all of its gaming features. In the box, we have a little general user manual, a cable, our dongle, as well as a C to A adapter. And then we have our mouse. Anything else? No. I gotta say, this box is not particularly premium looking. If I didn't know Keychron from their good reputation, I would assume that this is a very cheap, crappy product. But it doesn't seem like that's gonna be the case. How long is our cable? Just about 6 feet. We have our USB-A dongle that does not have a place to go in the mouse. That's a bit of a bummer, but not a deal breaker, which brings us to our mouse. We have the white version, although there is a black version. I am a big fan of black mice just because I have disgusting hands. Get over here, come over.
No.
If I didn't say it already, which I did, this is a vertical gaming mouse, which is designed for ergonomics because that's the way your arm wants to sit so the bones don't cross over. And so this is supposed to be a better long-term shape for the health of your wrist, arm, and hands. And that's great. I love long-term health. You know what I'm saying? I would never forget to take these off. On the right side of the mouse, we have our two buttons, our scroll wheel, which is notched. These clicks are okay. The feeling is nice when you have your fingers in the right spot. But as you go up the button, there's like kind of like a point where it becomes impossible to click without a lot of pressure. So I don't love how uneven feeling it is versus the sweet spot, both on the sides and the back of the buttons. The scroll wheel is notched in a way that's tactile enough. It's nothing special. It has no tilt, which is not ideal for a vertical mouse. But this one has another scroll wheel, which brings us to the left side of the mouse. We got our forward and back button. I like this configuration of forward and back button being side by side, as opposed to top and bottom that we've seen on other vertical gaming mice. And having access to a second scroll wheel that you could have be your horizontal scroll or assigned to another feature. It's pretty nice. On the front, we have our recess Type-C, but it's a barely even a recess. Pretty much every cable is gonna fit in there. Although I say that, and you, Tom, are gonna try your cable and it's not gonna work. I'm sorry. On the bottom, we have our PTFE skates. Decent size. It's always weird when you look at these vertical gaming mice that have such big platforms, how small the skates are. The glide experience is adequate. Nothing special, pretty fine. We also have more buttons than I'm used to seeing on the bottom of the mouse. We have our DPI switch, we have our report rate, which is, I guess, the polling rate. It's interesting they call it report rate. We have our Bluetooth connections that we can change, as well as our mode toggle. This almost looks like a little battery compartment latch, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just to be able to get a spudger underneath these skates so you can open up the mouse. And then we have our PTFE skates around the sensor, which is the PAW3950, which is a fantastic sensor. It's a flawless sensor, one of the highest spec ones you can get. And it's pretty overkill for a mouse, period. But it's especially overkill for a mouse that's not necessarily advertised as a gaming mouse, which is very, very interesting because that is the strength of this thing. There's lots of vertical mice, but there is no vertical mice that has these specs. The 8,000 hertz polling rate, the 30K sensor underneath with 750 IPS, the 0.7 liftoff distance. This thing sounds like it's like a top-end gaming mouse, but what's exciting is that it's not priced like a top-end gaming mouse. It's $70, which is a very fair price for this kind of product. And I think that's its ultimate killer feature, as long as everything works as we intend, which we'll find out when we plug in the mouse, which we'll do after I tell you about our sponsor. I went to plug in the mouse dongle and I realized that it is kind of a weird assortment of accessories that you need to plug in if you want to plug into a Type A. You have your Type A to C so that it can go to your C to C cable, which will then plug into this adapter that'll go into your A dongle. Don't hate it, because ultimately I could plug this directly into my computer, and this gives me a lot of versatility, but that is a lot of points of failure, so it is something to note, not necessarily a positive or a negative. Plug-in device, it immediately works, and one of the really cool things about Keychron devices is there's a web app, so you actually don't have to download something to your computer. You can control it through your browser, and then close it, and it's saved to your mouse. Although, I'll have you know, there's no profile switching on the mouse. You can change your DPI or your report rate, but you can't switch between 5 saved profiles, which I think is a little bit of an oversight. I would actually rather have a profile switch than being able to switch my report rate on the fly, personally. What about you? In the software, we can switch between our profiles so we can customize as we like. We can change what all of our buttons do on a per button basis. Pretty nifty. And then we can go to our pointer settings, which we can change our DPI. I generally game with 800 DPI, but on vertical mice, I've been told to have it be a little bit more sensitive just because the types of movements you're doing are a little bit different. So I'm gonna leave it at 16. Then we can adjust our polling rate. The whole point of this thing is 8,000 hertz. Although you will reduce the battery life of your mouse by going to 8,000 hertz. But Keychron advertises up to 140 hours, although that's in Bluetooth mode, and 120 hours in 1,000 hertz. You should get something pretty good in 8,000, and at the end of the day, your charging cable is also your dongle cable. It's not that hard to plug it in. Macros. When the labs was debriefing me on their testing of this mouse, they were very impressed by the macros. Looks like you can assign like keyboard inputs, all kinds of stuff to the different buttons, which is pretty cool. I'm not a macro guy, but if that's something you're into, this is a very robust set of controls. I think that's pretty cool. That brings us to the advanced toggle. We can adjust our liftoff distance. I'm gonna leave it at default. We have our sensor performance settings. So we have ripple control, angle snap, and motion sync. I'm surprised angle snap's not on by default. That's such a gamery setting. I guess that's probably why. It's not a gaming mouse, although it could be. Scrolling direction, forward or reverse. Hey, Apple, it's that easy, motherfucker. Left click lock, interesting. We have our debounce sound to reduce the amount of double clicks we have. It's on a per key basis. You can definitely tell it's a keyboard company because it's not button 5, it's key 5. No big deal. And then we have our pairing combination key, which seems like a little bit of a mystery to me. If you know what that is, comment down below. Don't use AI overview or I will cry. Last but not least, we can update our current receiver, but ours is up to date, which is fantastic. And what's our settings? This is just like language. JSON! All right, that's our software. Let's play some games. We're about to game, and I haven't really commented on the shape of this mouse. Now, I'm not a vertical mouse aficionado, but I've tried a couple now, and I gotta say, I really like this shape. This is a very natural grip for me. My hand kind of knows where to go very comfortably. There's no pinky scoop that you have to use. My pinky sort of rests naturally on the thing, but there is a little bit of a rest if you want that. But I think I want my pinky there. This angle, which is a little bit less than the Razer mouse I looked at a couple weeks ago, I think feels a little bit more natural. Although, these are all preference things. Ideally, you're able to get your hands on this mouse before you really pay money for it. That's not always possible. What I will comment on that is less ideal, the finish is good, but it's not premium. This is like quality bang for the buck sort of plastic. The seams aren't perfectly aligned, although that's a super nitpicky sort of thing, because the overall weight is one thing I think this really excels at. It's about 98 grams versus other vertical mice like the Razer Vertical Click Pro 2, which is 150 grams. And this feels noticeably lighter in a way that I think would significantly impact gaming performance. However, I know there's some of you out there,
there's dozens of us,
that love their heavy mice, so preference. Using this mouse for an FPS is definitely not what its primary use case is, but I think it's a really good way to test how good a mouse is at gaming. Although the more vertical mice that I try, the more I think they should make MMO style mice where you have a bunch of buttons on them, because there's so much room for your thumb. Just have like a little spot that your thumb can pinch and then a bunch of buttons around your mouse. I think that'd be really practical. There's so much space for activities on this thing. You know what I'm saying? This is your daily reminder that an 8,000 hertz polling rate is cool and it's a nice little feature on your box, but it's not gonna significantly impact your gaming performance. There's other things that are more important that your mouse must do. But thankfully, this mouse does it all, baby. Yo, this mouse fucking rocks. I'm not even playing it up. This thing's freaking sweet. It's super responsive, which makes sense. We tested the latency as exceptionally low, less than a millisecond, both over wire and via 2.4 gigahertz dongle. Even the Bluetooth is pretty good, just around 8 milliseconds, which is a lot higher than the other two modes. But for Bluetooth, that's pretty dang good. I think we might have a freaking strong recommend on our hands, everybody. Let's give it up for Keychron. I said, give it up for Keychron. You know what? Before starting this, I was unconvinced that there would be a vertical gaming mouse that I'd really want to game with. Having used the Razer one, which is a more premium product, and I think the fit and finish on it might be a little bit nicer, but I had a hard time imagining being good at an FPS with it. Whereas this one, immediately I'm in the game. I'm more comfortable. This is a good grip. Grip is going to be a personal choice, but I am getting one of these. I am freaking, well, I'm going to take this one to my desk. For a Floatplane exclusive where I use it for a year, I didn't think they could make a vertical mouse this freaking good. I was a doubter, and I was coming in knowing this was a good gaming mouse in the vertical stance, but it's just a good mouse that happens to be vertical. This is friggin' great. The question is, are these buttons in acceptable spots? Screw wheel's fine. It's going to be a bit of a reach. I don't think I'd actually assign anything to it that I really need access to really quick. It's also not a click, which is fine. These are fine. My thumb lands right on the seam, so I think I've got the ideal thumb shape for this. Easy to press forward, easy to press back. I wish there was a bit more separation between the two side buttons, just so that it would be harder to accidentally press the one I'm not meaning to. I could see in the wrong moment pressing forward when I mean to be back. But other than that, this thing friggin' rocks. I think it feels immediately more comfortable than other vertical mice I felt. The gliding experience is smooth. The tech inside is top notch. Like, there really is no major compromises. They had to save costs a little bit on the shell plastic, on the packaging, if that matters. But I think where it counts, the Keychron M5 is a friggin' absolute must-watch gold star platinum diamond. This thing fucking rocks. I haven't been this excited about a product I wasn't planning on using after in God knows how long. This thing is friggin' sweet. Man, thank you so much for telling us to unbox this mouse in the last vertical mouse video we did. Your comments are read, and I would love for you to share the next mouse that we should unbox, because you nailed it last time. Just like you're gonna nail it if you keep watching Short Circuit. Why don't you go and watch the time that I recently unboxed Sony's mouse and keyboard for gamers? It's pretty good, except